This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
You know what I forgot about music news was that today on this date back in 1967, this is such a cool note that I found. The Monkees started a 29-date tour, and the Jimi Hendrix Experience was the one that opened up.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and by the way, 6 dates into the tour, Jimmy was dropped after 6 shows because his act wasn't suitable for the Monkees' teen audience.
I got a question. Were they all riding around in the monkey mobile?
I don't know. But that is awesome. You know, it is to see Jimi Hendrix open up for the Monkees. That's freaking awesome, dude. I went to see the Rascals one day, and the singer told stories throughout, and it was an amazing show. Obviously, the Rascals have great music, and the history is just awesome. And he was telling a story how they had Hendrix also open up for them, you know, at one point or another. Hendrix opened up for some people that, like, his music went nothing like what the lead act was. You know what I mean?
If you remember, the Rascals said when they were over in Europe, the Beatles were opening up for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can imagine.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. That's that tells you right there. But
what's his name from the E Street Band was the guy that backed that, right? The production. What's his name? The guitar.
Little Steven.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Little Steven, definitely. A couple of notes that affected sports, obviously. First of all, Bradley Beal is out along with Spencer Dinwiddie. They will not report to the NBA's bubble. Dinwiddie tested positive for COVID-19 2 weeks ago. He's been informed by team doctors he will not be participating in the restart. Team says the move is out of abundance of caution after testing positive for the virus again on Monday. He spoke about his condition on Twitter, saying after another positive test yesterday and considering the symptoms, team doctors and I have decided that it would be in the best interest for me and the team that I do not play in Orlando. And I agree. That's a smart thing to do. This is what you got to live with. You don't want anybody compromised going into that bubble. The only way you're going to finish your season and have a champion is if everybody is disciplined and staying to a T. And they're doing, I mean, the NBA has gone above and beyond inside that bubble. From all kinds of testing before you even are allowed in that bubble, that you are wearing a ring that goes around your wrist and it picks up any kind of symptoms that you may have. There's also a band that you're wearing that will also detect if you're within 6 feet of somebody for more than 10 seconds. At the 5-second mark, it starts going beep, 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 and then it goes off on the 10 seconds. So they don't even want you around people. And you're wearing, and notice even the reporters when they're doing their hits, even though everybody in the bubble is healthy, because, you know, nobody has COVID, they're still wearing masks, which is amazing. So it shows you the kind of extremes that they're going to. And I don't know, are the Nets fielding, what's it called, a G League team? Because they've lost everybody. I mean, they don't have anybody left. That's crazy,
it's,
man.
It's 6 guys, right? It's
yeah.
6 that are out.
Easily 6 guys. Yeah. Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez has coronavirus, says he's not feeling well. Left-hander has been left off opening day now as a starter. So we'll see what happens with Mr. Rodriguez now. I mean, COVID is affecting everything, dude. It's crazy. Dwight Howard is going to also be a part of the festivities, as they say. He was going to actually, you know, take a chance and step out and step away from it, but he's going to play. He's going to donate his salary in the bubble to the causes like Black Lives Matter. So, you know, Dwight's doing a lot of good things. And I got to give Lamar Jackson a lot of love, man. Okay? Mad props to Lamar Jackson. Why do I say that? Because he was going to have an event locally here, and he canceled it because of COVID. And he was going to have the event. It was already scheduled for this weekend. He was going to require everybody to wear a mask. But after, I guess, some more careful consideration, Lamar has canceled his event, and I think that's pretty awesome. I gotta tip my hat to the young man. I know that a lot of people and entertainers and athletes have been kind of dumb with this, and they've had parties, and kids are doing stupid things at frat parties and all that stuff. And Lamar did not contribute to that with this one. And I gotta give him a lot of love for that, man. That's pretty cool and pretty smart on the young man to understand. Hey, man, listen, they're gonna have plenty of time to have more parties and to have great events. This is a young man that's got hopefully a long career in front of him. The fact that he ends up, you know, giving up the 2-day Florida beach party, I find that to be extremely irresponsible, and that's what a leader does of humanity. Okay, forget a football team, of humanity. So props to Lamar, man. I thought that was pretty awesome for him to do that. Remember, folks, we got the Inter-Miami game tonight at 8 o'clock. 7:30 will be the pregame show. Yours truly, along with Alex Dono, will have all of the action for you. We'll cover everything. Chris Whittingham, Thomas Rongen will have the call. All you got to do is go to the Inter-Miami website. You can also download it. You can download the app on my Twitter page. If you go to my Twitter page, you will see the link there, and you can download the link there for the game. It's gonna be a lot of fun today, man. We're gonna have a blast. We got some soccer back, which is a beautiful thing, and we got Inter ready to go. Hopefully a big win. Hopefully we'll talk about a win tomorrow. But if you go, and you can go to my Twitter page, Facebook, and get the link, or just go to your app, where, you know, wherever you download your apps, Android or your iPhone, and just put Inter Miami CF on it, and it'll come out. And then just download the app, and at 7:30, tune in, and you can hear every game now there. Okay, we'll be back on Tuesday. We'll be back on the following Sunday for the next couple of games and hopefully advancing. 7:30 will be the pregame. 8 o'clock will be the start of the game. So we'll have all of the action, pre, game, half, second half, post. We will have it all for you, man. I'm looking forward to it. Super Boom Shack says, I remember seeing Rat open for Billy Squire, and everyone booed Billy because they wanted Rat to come back out on the stage. I remember that tour. I remember when Rat opened up for him. I think it was the Emotions in Motion tour, I want to say, is the one that he opened up. And that video, everybody wants some. Yeah, that video wasn't a good look for Billy Squire. Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have here on the text line? What do we have? Talk to me. Herman Cueva says, I want that jersey. What jersey are we talking about, my man? I don't know what you're talking about. You want a – now you can get an Inter-Miami jersey. Go over to Caneswear. You can enjoy it there. All right. Let's see. Super Boom Shack says there's some good rock bands, bars here in Orlando. Yeah. Well, I mean, one of them did make it from Central Florida, at least, which is pretty impressive. Let's see what I got here. And by the way, you can also reach out to us, as always, on the accidentlawfirm.com text line 786 322-1105. Big O, trust me, if he wins, they will find a way to build around him. He will adjust his salary. You're talking about Pat Mahomes? No, he won't, because the salary is already adjusted. Now, will he take more guaranteed money so you can push more space back? Yes. But I don't think they'll have to do that too much, because I think what they're trying to do, what I didn't realize, and when I heard some people talk about this, it made a lot of sense. When you sign a 10-year contract, you are giving them a discount, because by the time you get to year six of this deal, which is 8 years in, his $45 million salary will not sound completely out of control. And you're going to have some pretty mediocre quarterbacks that are going to be getting paid $35 million and $40 million and $45 million down the line. I mean, think about it. Cousins gets $30 million. So it's, you know, so in a couple of years, is a Cousins going to get 35 and 40? Of course he is. Does he deserve it? No. But that's kind of what's going to end up happening. So this is a 12-year contract, because it's a 10-year extension on top of the two. By the time you get to like year 8 and 10 and 12, that contract is not going to be ridiculous. And the cap would have gone up like $70 million. Maybe more. So the cap alone will go up over the salary over that time. Think about that. Whatever the cap is now, in the next 12 years, will the cap go up more than $50 million? Yeah. So he's really not going to take up the kind of space he's taking up. He's not taking up any space now, these next 2 years. It's year three, and by then, the cap continues to climb. It may not climb too much next year because of what happened this year with COVID, but the year after that and after that, everything goes back to normal, then you know it's going to climb. It's going to go through the roof. And so what you're paying him will not seem that ridiculous. So when I heard people say that, in a way, a 10-year contract is a hometown discount, they're right. They're right, because as time goes on, the contract doesn't become that crazy. People were freaking out when they were paying Ryan Tannehill $17 million. And at that time, it was crazy money. Now, you know, backups are getting $7 million, $9 million. Just any half-decent quarterback's going to get $17 million now. That's where we're at. Pretty impressive, but it is smart on their part, and it made a lot of sense when you really think about it. You know? All right, we are wrapping it up here on the program. We thank all of you, as always, for tuning in. You guys are absolutely awesome. We are headed out to the stadium. We've got a lot of things to do. We've got to get prepared for a game. Dean G's asking me, yes, the game is on ESPN. Yes, you can catch the game on ESPN, all right? And you can listen to it by downloading the app for Inter Miami. So we'd appreciate it if you listen, okay? Because we will try to bring you a terrific broadcast today.
You only get one first, man. And this is our first game against them. Let's put them in their place right out the box, man.
Yep, and our first radio broadcast, too. So we're looking forward to that, because we didn't have this for the first two games. And now we've got it for the rest of the season and so much more to come. So looking forward to it. Thanks to Jose and all the great people out here, by the way, at VSS West Pines. We'll be out here again next Wednesday having some fun. Thanks to Bill and Philippe, as always, getting it done here on the program. Also, we got to thank our super chatters, as always, or Nico Jones, who did the super chatting today. Appreciate you, Nico. Appreciate all of you out there, as always.
Thanks, Nico.
Yes, sir. And thank you all for supporting us the way you do, watching, listening, downloading, whenever you're downloading, which we appreciate it, as always. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place, same bat channel. Thank you.
Y'all have a good one. Be safe. Go Inter Miami.